Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Clay and Lorraine Show on KMOO.
Welcome to KMOO Radio, radio for people on the move. I'm Lorraine Carasosa, here with Clay Goodman.
Yes, and today we have a very special guest. He's back again, Bernard Fowler. I was lucky enough to see the Rolling Stones in Colombia, Bogota, and at the Marriott Hotel there, I actually literally ran into Bernard, so he's agreed to come back to KMOO Radio again. So let's don't waste any more time. Let's go to the studio and talk to Bernard.
And welcome back, Mr. Bernard Fowler.
Thank you.
For our KMOO Radio listeners who do not get a chance to listen to our first show with you, which is almost a year ago already, Bernard Fowler, he has many talents. He's a singer, a songwriter, a producer, and a longtime singer with the Rolling Stones.
Yes.
And again, welcome back.
And sometimes a knucklehead.
We may be related then. Bernard's back on the show because I won a contest. And Bernard was supporting a charity called Project O, which is a charity that Saving the Seas for us. It's a great charity. And if your listeners should join them on Facebook, they have beautiful films of whales and things swimming in the ocean. Fantastic stuff. So thank you for supporting Project O, Bernard, and I'm proud to win the contest. So the contest, I get singing lessons with Bernard. But because I like Bernard a lot, I'm not going to push it too much. to manage his expectations. So we're going to do a bit of a singing lesson at the end of the show.
Yeah, so stay tuned, please.
Yeah.
Don't go away. Speaking of lessons, Clay, didn't you take tambourine lessons a while back?
Yeah. So, so again, setting expectations for Bernard. So we hired a band for New Year's Eve, and the band said I could sit in with them if I wanted to, and I always wanted to. And I said, well, I can't play anything. Well, you can play tambourine. And I said, well, okay. So I had a friend who was a professional drummer, and I thought, you know, I should cover my bases here. So I took tambourine lessons from him, and he came to my house and gave me tambourine lessons. And after three lessons, he said, Clay, you flunked.
No, come on.
So, just to let you know where your student's coming from here.
We're giving you a warning.
Yeah, that's why
I
only do like 5 minutes.
Okay.
Well, you know what? Well, you know, try a different lesson, maybe a dance lesson.
I could dance. I could kind of do the salsa in Colombia.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, then, to be fair to Bernard, we'll save the singing lessons for the last 5 minutes of the show.
Yeah, so don't go away. So, during commercial breaks, maybe I could cheat a little bit. Are there any kind of warm-ups or stretch-outs I should do with my voice? Like me, or...
Yeah, they all help. All of that helps.
What do you do to stretch your voice out? Get that blood flowing.
And, you know, I do the warm-ups, like you said, you know, the, you know, la-la-las and the lee-lee-lees and all that stuff, I'll just sing to myself or find a corner to go do those warm-ups and, you know, just light singing through the day, you know, keeps the voice warm. So when it's time to hit, you're ready.
Okay, well, I'm going to practice during a commercial break. I need all the help.
Speaking of commercials, here we go.
Yeah, so we're going to take a first commercial in remembrance of Bernard and I being in Bogota, Colombia. We're going to play our first commercial break. Is our Spanish affiliate station in Austin. They have our friend Richard Lopez as a salsa band. And this is, you know, here in Spanish, the K-Moon thing.
Richard's band.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Thanks again to Richard Lopez for our Spanish speaking friends here in the KMOVE jingle.
Yes, and we're here with KMOVE Radio with our guest is Bernard Fowler, and he is a man with great hair.
You know, I might cut it off. I've been thinking about cutting it off.
Oh, I don't know, man. That's your logo.
it'll grow again.
We want to revisit your CD that we enjoyed so much. We talked a bit about it last time you're on the show. The Bora. How did I do saying that?
You said it right, the Bora.
I'm going to put my head. It's a great, great CD, and we've been playing it. And last time you're on the show, I told you my favorite song was Can't You Hear Me Knocking, and you had the rapper Chuck D.
Yeah.
The first rapper in the Hall of Fame. So that was
the incredible Chuck D.
Yeah,
incredible.
Absolutely. And fantastic. It's a great, great song.
Amazing. And my favorite was The Letter, the a cappella version. Gosh, yeah, it shows your vocal strength. I just absolutely love that song.
Yeah, that's
wow, the a cappella.
Yeah.
That's great. See, I knew I put that on that record for a reason.
Yeah, and it really does your voice well. I mean, you can really see what a great singer you are.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Right on. Thank you.
So now I have a new favorite song.
which one is that?
So I have to tell you, it's been Will You Miss Me, but I saw a videotape the other day of you doing Shake It, and that's really a strong song, too. So I like that a lot, too.
Yeah.
But
that
one, and we're going to play a little bit of it for our listeners here. It's called Will You Miss Me. And it was a song that I think you wrote thinking that the Rolling Stones tours may be over.
Yeah. That's exactly right. You know, I was getting calls from people, and they were talking about. I was seeing things that people were posting, saying, "Oh, this will be the Stones' last tour."
Yeah.
I mean, that's something that the people were saying. The Stones never say that.
Yeah.
And but it got me thinking, and I was feeling a bit melancholy about that. So I sat down and wrote that song.
Yeah. We'll save it for 20 years from now, maybe 25
years. Yeah, that's right, maybe 25, 30 years from now.
No doubt.
But, you know, I wrote that song, you know, in hope that, you know, they would hear it and want to record it. So, you know, hopefully that can still happen.
Oh, yeah, I'll root for that. So let's play Will You Miss Me by Bernard Fowler.
Lisa is singing on that. Lisa is singing Lisa did the background stuff, singing with me is Willie Nelson's son, Lucas Nelson.
Wow.
Yeah, he's singing that. You know, that's a duet with he and I.
I'll be darned. Now I really like the song.
Yeah, and if you listen to it again and you know really listen to that. You'll hear that is Willie Nelson's son. He sounds like a young Willie Nelson.
Wow.
Wow.
I love Willie Nelson.
Way to go, Bernard. That's awesome. Well, that's one of the great things about the CD that we talked about on the last show. Mm-hmm. You had so many great guests playing with you on the CD. You know.
Yeah, I was really, really lucky. You know, and you know, I was lucky and grateful that they all came out and played. You know, Phil X.
Yeah.
The new guitar player for Bon Jovi,
yes.
You know, Waddy Wachtel, Lucas Nelson, Daryl Jones, Lisa Fisher,
and Slash.
And I don't know if you guys know this, but Slash, I shot a video. I shot a video with Slash and my co-producer, Robert Davis. The three of us did a video together of the song, the blues song, My Friend Sin.
Yes.
You should check the video out when you you see it. It's a really good video.
We'll post it on our Facebook page,
yeah,
which
yeah.
everybody should be liking, by the way.
Yeah, K-Move Radio.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, I think you mentioned somebody's name.
Yeah, you mentioned Daryl Jones.
Daryl Jones, yeah.
Yeah, speaking of him, he will be a guest on K-Move Radio soon.
Yeah, did you know that, Bernard?
No, I didn't know that. Fantastic. I spoke to Daryl 2 days ago. Yeah,
yeah.
Good.
So, I'm a little disappointed. I thought maybe in coffee breaks you and the Rolling Stones talking about K-Move Radio, but I guess not. he said he'd come on. I think he's the best bass player in the world.
Yeah. He's hands down, he's one of the best bass players in the world and one of the greatest men in the world. I love that.
Yeah, cool. That's good to know. Let's take a little commercial here. Okay.
Yeah.
And don't go away because we still got singing lessons coming up, and we're going to talk about Bernard Fowler's tour coming up. And it's a sensational tour, very exciting for Bernard. Don't go away, we're going to have Bernard talk about his tour coming up.
Hey, Clay, it's that time of year again.
Yes, time to get your tasty Halvorsen Ranch Extra Virgin Tuscan Olive Oil Holiday Baskets.
Yes, and they have a lovely assortment of baskets that range from $50 to $80.
Yes, and include balsamic vinegar in several of the baskets. It's delicious. So, this is from Clay and Lorraine of the Clay and Lorraine Show. This will be the best extra virgin Tuscan olive oil you've ever tasted.
Mm-hmm.
Contact us at kmoveradio@yahoo.com to place an order or to get more information.
Okay, and we are back, and you are listening to K-Move Radio with special guest Bernard Fowler, a dear friend of K-Move Radio.
That's right. So, this is exciting, and I'm glad this is perfect timing for us, because you're about ready to begin a tour starting January 6th in Berlin, goes to Sydney,
uh-huh.
Tokyo, and then a stop in L.A., and
yeah.
The band that's celebrating David Bowie.
Correct.
What should the audience expect during this tour?
They should expect to hear some amazing, amazing music. Of course, it's in celebration of David Bowie, so we're doing all David Bowie original songs. I'm sure there'll be some of the arrangements might be a little different, but the songs are so beautiful, so strong. I'm really looking forward to this. I did a tour. I guess last year, after the Rolling Stones South American tour, I kept going. So I went to London and I met David Bowie guitarist Earl Slick. And Earl and I did a tour of the UK, and then we went to Japan. And it was very, very good, very well received. I think a lot of people were shocked. It was, they didn't know what to expect. And from talking to some of the people in the audience, the shows were amazing. It was a bit stressful, because, I know Earl, so we flew to London. I met Earl in London, and I met musicians I had never met before, which was actually the band. And they did a really, really great job. And, I guess when we started, we did the entire Station to Station album. I think it was like the 40th anniversary or something of David Bowie's Station to Station album. And so, a lot of people didn't know what to expect, as I said earlier. So, they would start the music and then I'd walk out on stage and people would standing there and looking. This is not a slim white cat in a suit. This is a tall dreadlock. And we start to play, and I started to sing these songs, and the reaction was incredible. I mean, I'm seeing grown men out in the audience crying.
Wow.
And afterwards, a couple of them, I went to just say hello and sign autographs, and then a few of them said, they didn't know what to expect. They saw my name on the poster, but they weren't really that familiar. And they paid me the biggest compliment I could have heard, which was, you know, we didn't know what to expect, you know, with you, but after hearing you do that material, no one could have done it better.
Wow, congratulations.
And, yeah, and that was just a huge, huge compliment, because I was worried about it, because, you know, I'm singing David Bowie songs from in the UK, where David Bowie is from.
Yeah.
So if I'm not up to the task, they would let me know for sure.
Yeah.
Coming up in Europe will be a different lineup.
Okay,
it will be myself, Earl Slick, Adrian Ballou, Sterling Campbell, and Zach Alford, both drummers who have spent some time with Bowie,
okay,
and some other musicians that have been part of David Bowie's band. And along with that, I'm told that Gary Oldman, the actor.
Oh,
Gary Oldman, yeah, he'll be joining us on some songs, because him and David Bowie were really close. They were really, really good friends. So he's going to join us on a few of those dates as well.
Wow, how exciting.
But I am definitely looking forward to that. You know, doing that stuff is quite a challenge for me, because David Bowie's songs are not as easy to sing as they may seem.
Yes.
You know, and, you know, not only having to sing, you know, the intricate melodies, but also, you know, trying to memorize all those lyrics, you know. Usually you can telegraph what line is going to follow, but, you know, David was, he was really special that way.
Okay, well, we're excited for you. We're excited for us. We get to hear this someday.
Right.
You know, there's another new thing you're doing. It's at the Fillmore Auditorium here in San Francisco, December 27th. It's Carl Denson's 60th birthday party. And you'll be singing, right?
That's right. I will be singing during the last shows we did, the desert shows we did. Carl asked me if... He told me he was having a birthday celebration at the Fillmore and asked me if I would come and sing a few songs. And of course I said I will. So that'll be a good, fun night.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. I'll be there. I was raised in the Fillmore as a teenager back in those days.
The world's famous Fillmore.
Well, this is just off the top of my head, so if you don't want to answer this question, we can move on. But, you know, you've been in the rock and roll business for a long time and around all kinds of temptations and things. How do people avoid addictions?
You know what? I wish I had the answer to that. If I knew that, there could be... You know, there would be a lot more healthy people, you know.
Yeah.
There would be a lot of people that would not have had to go through that.
Yeah.
It's I don't have an answer for that, you know.
Yeah.
Like every job, there's an occupational hazard. And unfortunately, that is one of the occupational hazards of rock and roll, you know, is, you know, the drugs.
Yeah.
The drugs, the alcohol, you know, but... If you're lucky enough to live through it, you get smart enough to learn to stop it.
That's good. Because you said on the other show that we talked to you about the devil's in leisure time or something like that. I'm not quoting you exactly right.
Idle time, downtime,
yeah.
Downtime.
Yeah.
The devil's playground.
There you go, the devil's playground, yeah.
The devil's playground. So I try really hard not to have any idle time, as you can see.
Yeah.
I'm always trying to do something.
Well, I think that's, you know, to avoid all that, stay busy.
Right.
Yeah.
And engage.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
That's right.
So let's take another quick commercial break, then we can come back. We're going to do this a little 5-minute singular.
Oh, boy. Yeah, 5 minutes. Hey, Clay, you've mentioned a restaurant that you've been going to lately. What was it called again?
It's The Socialite. It is downtown Campbell's newest world cuisine fine dining restaurant. We have really enjoyed it.
Well, you know, you've mentioned that they have really good beers.
Yes, I know. 16 craft beers plus over 200 wines to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the people there, they're experts that can really select one for you.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to try it.
Yes, I urge everybody to. We really have enjoyed The Socialite, downtown Campbell. Give it a try.
And we're back. You're listening to KMOO Radio. We're with our friend Bernard Fowler.
Yes. So, Bernard, this is the part where we're going to do a little bit of singing for me.
I think I'm going to leave the room.
Suddenly, Lorraine has to leave.
Out of here.
So we're going to pick my girl. But so one of the problems I've had, and I've had a couple of ministers come to me after church and say, you know, they have really great music in the church down the street. Maybe you want to sit there. So one of the things I've been dying to ask, you know, an expert like you, and by reputation, you're really good singing instructor. I do this, and people say, I don't know why I do that. Do you have a tip for me?
I think Lorraine just answered that. Don't do it.
Stop it.
Or go into a room and close the door. Don't let anybody see you doing it.
I told you that even in the shower turns off.
Oh,
but
right.
Anyway.
Oh, no.
So here we go. So I'm going to just break into it, then you give me some tips, all right?
Okay.
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May. I guess you'll say, what can make me feel this way, my girl? Okay.
A little of the inflections and the cadence is not quite right. I think you need to listen to that song again. And don't rush.
Don't rush. Take your time.
Take your time.
All right.
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've even got the month of May. I guess you say, that's my Vegas version.
Yeah, that's awesome. You sound a little bit different than me. I'm
going to
jump
there.
I sang a duet with Bernard Fowler. I didn't have the, you know what, he used to do that.
Hey, man, before we go, I wanted to mention to you to look out. I got some other videos coming out. I shot a few videos, so there will be another video that I'll release shortly of the song Shake It.
Oh, I think I saw that. Yes, and that's a really good song.
We'll share that in our KMOO
video. We'll put that on our social media platforms.
Yeah, Shake It, and also the second song called See You Again. I did a video of that one too, so.
Okay. Awesome. Way to go, Bernard. All right, we're going to let you go. Lorraine has one last question for you.
One final question, and actually it's the most important question of the day.
It is a portion of the day.
Will you sing our KMOO radio jingle with us?
Yes, we're going to do it in harmony. I'm going to play a little bit for you. It's just one word, jingle. All right, you got it?
KMOO. Ba da ba da da ba do ba KMOO. Ba da ba ba do ba da da. KMOO. Ba 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 ba. KMOO. KMOO.
Awesome. You should jump in there, Lorraine. You could have been Lisa Fisher.
Oh, God.
As always, it's a great time to spend with you, Bernard. Thank you for being on our show.
And you, Clay, thank you so much, you guys, for calling today.
Well, thank you.
And thank you for supporting the Borough. The Borough, it's amazing. It's been about a year, but every once in a while, people are still discovering this record. So thank you for helping me to help people to discover this record.
Yeah,
it's a really good record.
Very diversified. So it's our pleasure. Anyway, thank you, my friend. You're awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a good day, guys.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
This is the Clay and Lorraine Show.